Sean Van Kesteren of the Shaw Charity Classic joins us on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. Sean, incredible news today. You folks did not get the chance to play and host the Shaw Charity Classic this year because of COVID, and yet today I see a press release with a donation of $12.5 million to children's charities in Alberta from the Shaw Charity Classic. How in the world do you guys continue to do this?
Thanks for the applause. Yes, yeah, we had a great announcement today, really. Our second highest total in terms of money is raised for children's charities across Alberta, which brings our total since 2013 to $61 million. How do we do it? We don't really know. I'm kidding, but it was really a massive effort. You know, when we knew the event, the Shaw Charity Classic was canceled basically in June. Everybody, Shaw, our patron group, you know, obviously all the folks that on my team, we all pivoted. Say, you know, we're certainly gonna focus on raising money and helping all these children's charities, which we knew. By many conversations with all the charities that we support, over 200, they were in dire straits. So we decided to step it up, and ultimately, you know, we were able to, with some new programming and really encouraging donations across the country, to raise, you know, $12.5 million this year.
Now, Sean, this is a staggering number. I mean, congratulations, first of all. You know, I want to know more about how this happened because, you know, in the press release, it talks about how almost 3,000 people donated to come up with that $12.5 million number. You know, what were the mechanisms in place for people to make donations? Surely people just didn't call Canyon Meadows and say, hey, I want to donate $1 million. Like, you guys obviously carefully plotted out how people could do this. Kind of give us the Reader's Digest version on how people donated.
Sure. Sure. Well, the program, you know, it's been sort of in place for quite a while. So a lot of the charities who come back year after year, they understand, you know, how the program works really well. And every year they sort of, you know, learn, you know, best practices. And so so we have sort of a very well-established program that really works. And again, that's really our donors going out, or sorry, donors of all these different charities going out and asking their donors to fund their dollars through us, and we match it basically up to 50%. So that's sort of the main mechanism. And then the Shaw family, you know, they stepped up as they always do. They donated a couple $1 million this year to really help making sure that we had lots of money in the matching pool, which is what we call the money that we obviously sort of top up with. Our patron group, those guys, they donated significant amounts of dollars to sort of make sure that the pool was there as well. And then obviously we've got also Shaw Communications as a company. They came up with a new program called Shaw Chipping for Kids, which essentially was a couple new programs. One was Text to Give, where people could text in and pick the charity that they wanted to support, and then they would match it as well. So so we had, you know, that program, you know, really, really took, you know, because it was all obviously via text and everything was real simple, we were able to raise a lot of money that way, more than we certainly thought we could. And they also set up kiosks in different golf courses and different venues, and obviously in some of the Shaw stores around the province as well, where people could basically make donations and Shaw would double the match as well. So all those things, and then people just we don't know where they came from, to be honest with you. They just found out and they learned and they wanted to help, and then we got to this big number. And certainly, you know, we weren't anticipating this kind of number. We were certainly looking less than $10 million, which is still a big number, but we knew the program really works, and we thought we can get to that figure. But getting to 12.5 is kind of surreal, actually.
Surreal indeed. Like, I understand people in Calgary. This tournament really is. We were talking earlier about the teddy bear toss and how that's a real special thing in Calgary. And while other cities do teddy bear tosses, Calgary was one of the very first to really embrace it and grow it. And I know we've held the record for a lot of years at various times for the most teddy bears. This is just so unique. This is something that in Calgary, we hold this tournament to be very, very special. People support it like no one could have ever predicted, not just financially, but by showing up. But what I don't understand is why people outside of the city would chip in, other than, I guess, the matching program, if they found out about that and thought, okay, well, I'll donate some money because it's going to double in its value. Is that your best explanation? People, like, is this resonating outside of Calgary?
It does, but you know, when we say certainly we had over 3,000, it's probably actually more than that that really donated. But you know, but still, the majority of the donations do come within Alberta. It's people that, you know, somehow, you know, we do get a lot of people that come to the tournament every year from outside of Calgary, It does generate, you know, well over $30 million in economic impact for the city. So we get people from all over the, not just the country, but all over the world that are coming out and visiting with us. And we've got volunteers who come from all over the place to volunteer for the shot shooting class, which, again, we don't, you know, maybe we don't give those guys enough credit sometimes, but we got the best volunteers in the world. You know, we fill up, and no other tournament does this. That's one of the hard things to do, is get volunteers to fill, you know, 1,000 spots. We fill that up almost immediately. And started waiting list, which is amazing. So again, that's charity support in and of itself. A good portion of the donations do come from Alberta and Albertans. So, but again, families and people of these charities, you know, they want to jump in, and, you know, you got brothers and sisters and family members across the country that want to help, you know, say the Children's Hospital, for example, they all chip in and make a donation. So it's quite impressive.
We're talking to Sean Van Kester, and he runs the Shaw Charity Classic. They just announced today they've raised over $12.5 million for a tournament that didn't happen. I mean, that's an incredible sentence. I just can't believe I'm saying it. Okay, looking ahead to this year, it's December 7th. I want to know right now, will you have a tournament?
Feeling pretty good about it, yes.
Okay, good.
We're feeling pretty good. It's you know, there's been a lot of PGA Tour events and Champions Tour events that have happened, obviously, primarily in the U.S., and they're constantly learning how to sort of, you know, put on these, you know, world-class events safely. And we've got a few months before us, for our event takes place on August 11th to 15th, which is a new date for us, which again, gets actually the better time slot. That actually puts us right now, if anybody actually looks at the schedule, we've got a couple weeks off before our event. So we're the first in a three-event stretch on the West Coast. So typically we've been the third of three events. So that's always a good spot to be in, where you're going to have these players who are very fresh and want to sort of obviously get up here and play. So that bodes well for us in making sure we get the top players. And certainly, you know, Mike Weir is going to be an awesome addition to it. And we are pretty confident Ernie Els is going to come this year. And
wow.
I'm sure he'll join us next year. So we've got a really good crop of guys coming to play. We believe it's going to happen. And certainly we'll do everything we can to make it safe and COVID friendly. And we certainly have a bit of a, I wouldn't say an upper hand, but because we're not really an indoor event, we are an outdoor event. I believe we can find a way to make it happen.
My next question was going to be, you know, what do we have to look forward to this year? And Mickelson's another guy who turned 50 this year. And I'm not going to put you on the spot and say whether or not he's going to come. Obviously, you don't know who's coming quite yet. But go back to the date change. What was the impetus for that? It used to be the weekend before or it was on Labor Day weekend. Now it's a lot earlier. That seems a better time to me, because I think, you know, fewer people be leaving town for the long weekend.
Yeah, we hope so. Yeah, it's. I think originally in 2013, I think we were sort of in and around that date, and then it kind of got changed. I think in maybe 15 to sort of put us on the long weekend, and even this year we were supposed to be a week before the long weekend, because long weekend was a little bit further into September. But really the schedule is always it's always a challenge to sort of for the PGA Tour champions, you know, to put a good schedule together. This just made sense for everybody. Certainly, there's been a little bit of lobbying on behalf of the tournament to sort of get us into a date that is a little bit safer. When I say safer, you know, we knock on wood, we've been very lucky that we haven't really had to cancel the event because of snow or some kind of severe weather the first or first week of September, last week of August. So it's been close a couple times though. It's a much better date, and the sunlight's a great thing to have too, to have another hour and a half of sunlight. That just gives a little bit of a buffer, especially on a pro-am days, which has a lot of people playing golf on the Wednesday and Thursday. And those folks spend a lot of money with us, and we want to make sure they have the best time and aren't playing the last three or four holes in the dark. So we're looking forward to the new day.
Sean, congrats on the huge number, and good to hear the excitement in your voice talking about the 2021 edition. I think we'll all be happy to turn the page from 2020. Thanks, man.
We appreciate it. Thanks for all the support, guys.